Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone, and I hope everyone's having a great weekend. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Great.
Is there anything you want to tell our audience before we get our guests on the line?
No. Why don't we go ahead and get Gloria on the line first?
Okay. Hello, Gloria?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi. Yes.
Hello, Gloria, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Pardon?
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, I'm having difficulty hearing myself.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the volume any better?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, better now. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
I can.
Gloria, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm from San Diego, California, and I'm a homemaker.
Uh-huh. And how did you, what were you suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Many, many problems. I just finished with chemotherapy and surgery for cancer.
Cancer? What kind of cancer did you have?
Colon cancer.
Okay.
And I had pain with the sciatic nerve and breathing difficulties and numerous other problems too, arthritis, fibromyalgia, and most of them was the brain problems that I had because I was so spacey and not able to communicate. And one of the first things that cleared up was the brain problems where I was clear and the pain for the sciatica and the breathing problems, too. I'm just feeling so much better.
Now, let's backtrack a little bit. Before you came to see Dr. Tong, what did you go to, who did you consult for your mental confusion and cloudiness? And for the breathing and your sciatica, what did you go to conventional doctors? Or?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And I went through the program with chemotherapy for the cancer, and I came through that, but I had a lot of brain fog that was caused from the chemo, I'm sure of it, and along with some of the environmental illness and other conditions that I had.
So you think that the side effect from the chemo was your mental cloudiness?
Well, I think it added to it, yes.
Right. Okay, and then what did you do for that before you came to see doctor? Did the doctors prescribe you medication or?
No. I've just tried to watch my diet and work with the vitamin programs. Everything that I have done I could reach a certain plateau, but I just could not seem to turn it around. And I think a lot of it was because I needed the help that I got from Dr. Tom with the circulation, with the balancing out the body, with the yin and the yang. And mm-hmm. now I think that was the turning point to help me. I really do.
Gloria, how long did you suffer from these problems?
Probably the last 20 years.
20 years.
Okay, that's quite a long time. That's a lifetime for some people.
20 years, and we still boast that we have the best medical system in the world. Well, 20 years suffering, and nobody was able to help you.
When were you diagnosed with your colon cancer?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, okay. So how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
Through a friend of mine
mm-hmm.
that went to him.
Okay. And how many treatments have you had? What was your experience? How did that happen?
I felt better after the first treatment immediately.
I had
more energy. I could think clear. And it's just gradually increased of the feeling of wellness that I have.
Okay, I want to emphasize this point. 20 years of suffering. Numerous doctors you have been going to, and you don't get any better. And you only get better because you are watching your diet and doing the better lifestyle. And with one treatment, you feel a lot better both physically and mentally. Something is wrong with the conventional method of helping you. They don't help. And then and at the end of this show, I'm going to summarize that.
Gloria, so how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I believe it's been 5 treatments so far.
Five treatments. And how much better? Are you still on pain medication?
No. I take very little prescription medicine.
And
only when I had to and when I went through the chemotherapy. Outside of that, I don't take prescription medicine. Mm-hmm.
And how much have you improved since the first time?
As far as pain.
Compared to the first before my treatment and now?
I would say at least 50%.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How about your mind? It's not the brain, it's the mind. I want to correct you, okay? The brain doesn't do anything, it's the mind. You are an invisible living energy we call the mind and spirit. Human are spirit. The living part of human is spirit. The body is just a physical dummy. The reason why the body, the structural integrity and health is totally managed by a mind. In any system in this world, any living system, it could be a corporation, it could be a country, it could be a home, okay? The part that maintains order, maintains health, is the mind. In a family, it's the household. A healthy household, a head of the household. In a company, it's a healthy CEO. A sick CEO, the mind doesn't get into the body, he cannot manage the company. A dead CEO is totally useless, even the body is there.
I have a question about your cancer, actually. Was it completely taken away with the chemotherapy, or how's her cancer?
Elaine, that's not a very good question, okay? Even if you take away the cancer completely, you remove the cancer, okay? But you're removing the symptom.
Right.
You never treat the problem that caused the cancer.
Uh-huh.
If a leak is causing the wall to bulge out, okay, so you can remove the wall. So what have you done? Does it make the consumer feel better? You replace the bulging wall with a new wall. The new wall will bulge again if you don't treat the leak.
So how's
that?
On top of that, okay, cancer is immune deficient state. So you use chemotherapy which attack the immune system. Cancer is a state of high or excessive toxicity, and you use the most poison of toxin, chemotherapy. Does it make any sense? It really doesn't make any sense. And you guys got to wise up, okay? It's all money behind everything. The whole healthcare system is all because of money, money driven, not trying to restore health.
So then you're obviously not going to continue with chemotherapy, is that right, Gloria?
No, I'm finished with the chemotherapy. I did not continue it. I stopped. They wanted me to go for six treatments, and I only had 4.
Mm-hmm. How can anything be good if you cause you to lose your hair, lose your teeth, and nauseated, and it cannot be any good for your health?
But at the time, I was in a position where I couldn't go any further and didn't know what to do or how to get the help. to turn it around.
Yes. Gloria, I want to ask you, okay? You say you have brain fog, okay?
Yes.
How much brain fog do you have before the chemotherapy and after the chemotherapy? Does the chemotherapy make it worse?
Oh, yes. Yes, no question about that. I have problems recalling and thinking and, you know, concentrating, but it is getting better. But I could tell after the second treatment of chemotherapy that I started having problems with memory.
Yes. And how is it now, since the 5 treatment I gave you?
Well, it's better. It's improving.
Oh, good.
I still have problems, but it's better, and that's a plus.
Yeah, and that's what they had to do, to get rid of the toxin they put in your system,
yes,
besides your original illness.
And I think another thing about your treatment that has really helped me is, even as a child, I was born with 2 curvatures in my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my body was cut in half, where one side I didn't have any, like one side wasn't there.
Yes.
And I think after your treatment, it's like I feel like I'm more grounded and balanced. Like
you feel the other side a little more now. It's
yes.
Like belong to you, right?
And I think that has a lot to do with the health problems, too, if you have a blockage and don't have the correct circulation.
Absolutely. The blockage is between the living energy system and the physical system. So genetic problem can be corrected. And if you go to our website and look at Prader-Willis syndrome, a little girl, 8-year-old girl, Tammy's daughter, and she had trouble sleeping and aggressive and other. I fixed that problem for her. So don't let people mislead you that the genetic problem cannot be cured. They can be improved, may not be 100% cured.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but so few people know where to go or how to find someone that treats like this.
Yes.
That's true. Gloria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
That was Gloria on the line. She is from San Diego, and she suffered from colon cancer for the past 2 years, went through chemotherapy and surgery. She had severe sciatic pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, and the chemotherapy caused brain fog for her. She's had 5 treatments with Dr. Tong now, and she's doing so much better. She did not even finish her chemotherapy. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions now, you can call in at 1-800-551-3880, and Dr. Tong can answer your questions. Let's get to our next guest, Marilyn.
Marilyn has been on a show in the past, and she occasionally call in and
mm-hmm.
share her insights. She's spiritually very enlightened. That's why I invite her again.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a problem. Mainly her problem is mental.
Mm-hmm.
And the diagnosis that they put a label on her was manic depressive.
Hypomania, wasn't it?
Manic depressive. So she go in no
right.
extremes. Can we put Marilyn on the line?
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
I hope you can hear me. The volume's kind of low on this end, but I hope you can hear me.
Oh, we hear very good.
You fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name's Marilyn, and I live in Murrieta. I'm a homemaker now. I did massage therapy for about 9 years and injured my rotator cuff. So I was
mm-hmm.
in pain for about 6 years, and also, so I quit my job. I also suffered depression, which is the worst,
mm-hmm.
and with, I would say, low manic episodes. I don't.
And how long have you been suffering that?
Pardon me? For about 10 years that I really had a problem with it, but I look back over my whole life, and I believe I had low depression my whole life. I did not know what I always felt like I was dragging myself around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than maybe a few times I would lose some, you know, maybe 5 or 10 pounds, and I thought, oh, this is why I feel lighter. But it had nothing to do with that. It was because somehow my energy shifted a little bit, and I don't have the answer to that, but I really don't care anymore. I was on, you know, tried antidepressants because that was the option open to me, and I just knew it wasn't the right thing to do.
How many drugs have you tried?
There was about 6 different ones that they put me on.
So 6 antidepressants. Did they help
yeah,
at all?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to say that sometimes they get you out of that, you know, over the hump a little bit, but the side effects are so horrendous. And I also believe that this was not what God intended for me to do.
And what were the side effects?
Severe constipation, you know, dizziness, dry mouth, I was just lethargic, but I was lethargic with my depression anyway. I could sleep 12 hours, 14 hours, and would not feel rested.
Two points, okay? Number one, if the treatment method entails forever taking of any kind of remedy, you are not fixing the problem. So if you have to do, if the consumer or the patient had to do something that regularly for the rest of life, you're not fixing the problem. Number two, if the remedy have side effects, it's definitely the wrong thing to do. In other words, okay, if a plumber tell you the pain over the water stains, and you had to do it for the rest of life, nobody will accept that. Particularly if the pain have film that are detrimental to your health.
Yes.
Now, I totally believe that, and I knew that intuitively, but when you're suffering and you're trying to help yourself, especially when you're severely depressed and you're trying to help yourself, it's almost like you don't have the ability to do what you need to do.
Yes.
Even though you know you could do it at one time, you can't do it now, and it's extremely frustrating to yourself and to also your family members.
Now, Marilyn,
they don't understand.
Can you tell us what happened after you first came to see, when did you first come to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I saw Dr. Tong April 17th, 2002.
So almost a year ago now then.
Yes, and I came for pain. He helped that immediately. I'm still working on this. I feel that I've always been extremely sensitive and finely tuned, and I probably take longer than the average person, but I have had such wonderful improvement, and I know that, to be honest with you, I prayed about this because I have been to many places and sought out and searched and researched and for many years, and I prayed about this because, and listened to Dr. Tong for 3 months and called him and talked to him before I came. My depression had lifted just about 2 weeks prior to going there, but there was a time in August, even though I was having the treatment, where I could feel myself starting to slip down, and I spoke with him, and he said, don't worry. And that really is a load off your mind when you're like that, because you know you have hope, and that's tremendous.
So mentally, you've improved significantly.
Oh, I have joy.
Good.
I mean, I'll probably cry because I have joy.
Yes.
I now know what joy, what true joy is.
Fantastic.
And Dr. Tong, I wanted to tell you that when I was driving home on the freeway on Wednesday, I all of a sudden came into my knowledge or my being that I am connected. And for the first time in my life, I always, from a child, I always felt something was not right. But if you try to tell that to a doctor or psychiatrist or whoever you're going to,
they think you're crazy.
Yes, you're a hypochondriac and you're loony.
Yeah.
And you begin to think that yourself, but I knew because I had written several times, you know, just little in journals. I felt disconnected from my body. I felt as if my spirit wanted to soar, and my physical body was so planted that
you're heavy, like a weight.
Yeah, let me expound on that, okay? The true reality of our existence, what a human is. The body is just like a puppet, okay? It's tied to a bunch of energetic strings, okay, controlled by your mind, and which is controlled by the spirit in a higher vibrational energy. So when you're not disconnected, it's like a CEO who has built a company, and suddenly all the communication are loose. So the CEO have no control of that physical part of the company. So just like your body feel like you're not yourself.
Mm-hmm. Let me interrupt you, Dr. Tong. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Call us at 714-556-8664. If you have any questions for Dr. Tong right now, call 1-800-551-3880. So, Marilyn, are you going to continue treatments with Dr. Tong?
Most certainly.
Can you have anything you want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I do. I want to encourage them to step out of the box that they're in because Dr. Tong and I have talked about this. I get extremely frustrated or have been. I'm really working on that because I don't want anybody to steal my joy. I'm not giving it up to anybody.
Go ahead.
And that's my responsibility. And I realize that I want to, when it's a massage therapy to help people, I realize this is the vehicle I need to be in now. And so I share this, my experience, with many other people. I have a woman that's probably going to have her uterus and ovaries out. I have another one that's got lupus. I have another. The whole world is suffering.
Yes.
They don't have to.
They don't have to.
My frustration level, and Dr. Tong, I try to tell them, and I bring them information, and I wish someone had been there for me.
Yes.
But they weren't.
Yeah.
And I also believe that when the, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes.
And also,
that's
you cannot lead a horse. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink.
Yeah.
Well, this is
so
appropriate because I get the frustration level, and because they don't want to help themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because they're going to have to change their diet. They're going to have to do things that maybe they just would rather take a pill.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel for you, whoever you are out there,
yeah.
And I say, when you're ready, take that step. It's a paradigm shift. I was trying to say to my husband, it is a definite paradigm shift, because even though I've tried to educate myself holistically over maybe 20, 25 years in different venues, I still find myself slipping back sometimes and thinking in the old way. And I am a spirit. I live in a body. And I just, I get frustrated when people won't listen. And Dr. Thompson,
yeah, you
just
need to
tell them your message and
yeah.
then let it go.
Listen, you need to be caring but detached.
Yes,
everybody,
and that's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Everybody,
I realize that they, when they are ready, that maybe it is their karma or right. their path, that they need to suffer more. And they
maybe.
Need to suffer and suffer and suffer until they,
yeah.
you know, until they reach the bottom point or whatever it is point for them.
Yes.
And I cannot interrupt
Marilyn,
that thing.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom From Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions, call us now at 1-800-551-3880.
Okay, why don't you read a couple of my emails so to see a typical person that have not found the answer.
Okay, this is from Carla from Palmdale. She says, hi, I've suffered from fibromyalgia for 14 years. I've tried everything, and I'm getting worse and worse. I've given up and just live on pills. I'm not overweight. I'm 47 and lately just seem to eat worse and worse, I guess because nothing seems to matter anymore. A friend of hers had told her to call you, Dr. Tong. She's been seeing you and is cured. She's only had it for a couple of years, I believe. I have a problem. I don't think my insurance will cover anything outside my area. Et cetera, et cetera. So she is hoping she hides so much of her suffering, pain and suffering from her family because it just upsets them, and now they think she has a drug problem. I do need the drugs for pain, but they don't cut it much anymore, and the few doctors I'm allowed to see just say live with it. So I hope you can help. Thank you for your time.
Yes, I can help. Read another short one that we have.
This is from Alex. He says, thank you for the information on your site. Yes, I am somewhat skeptical, but I have an open mind and a lot of pain. I tried to call the two numbers. Can you provide me with a couple of phone numbers for people who have been helped with back pain, specifically thoracic pain?
Okay. Here, I want to answer both questions. Both problems can be very easily cured, can be, you know, at least alleviated right from the beginning. And none of you should doubt me if you have been listening to our show, okay? Because I have, you know, like Marilyn said, it's a paradigm shift. The curing part has to do with the energy paradigm. Einstein discovered it a century ago, but the ancient Chinese discovered it 6,000 years ago and have been curing people by restoring the innate mechanism of the mind and body. It had to do with the invisible part of our world. The food we eat, the remedy we use, it all had to correcting the invisible part, which had to do with function. Restoring the function which keeps orderly state in the physical structure. Not using chemical, material, chemotherapy, genes, stem cells. You know, there are thousands and thousands of cases of spontaneous remission of various cancer and also various chronic disorders. They cause spontaneous remission. They just is a misnomer because they don't know that disease can be cured. In all these cases, no material remedies involved. No genes, no drugs, no chemo, no vaccines, no stem cells. All had to do with the body's own innate mechanism.
So can you explain when the genetic problem, for instance, because that's such a big, it's a big thing right now. Everyone's trying to do gene therapy and all.
They
that
haven't
sort of
done
stuff.
It with now 9-10 years. So all they have done is kill a few people, like Gelsinger, I think, is a 17-year-old or 19-year-old kid from Arizona, get killed in gene therapy. And recently in France, a couple of young kids, they use genetic therapy and they cause one death and another severe side effect on them. It doesn't do that, okay? You're interfering with the body's function. You need to find out how the body works. You cannot use thyroid hormone. You cannot use, you cannot provide the body what the body produces. You make the body produce it itself,
right.
Okay? You make the body function itself by itself. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can cure.
Because the other way is that your body will atrophy that way.
As long as you're doing something for that body's supposed to do,
right.
Okay, you are not curing it. You won't be able to stop the treatment. Curing means that restoring health, and the treatment can be stopped, and the patient still be symptom free, as long as you interfere function and try to fix function, try to fix the physical symptoms. Okay, you'll never be able to cure. The only way to cure is learn how the body and mind maintains health all the time, and the Chinese knew it, except the Chinese method, acupuncture and herbs, are too weak. Okay, by using the anesthetic injection, it makes it so easy and
mm-hmm.
so simple. Okay,
right.
The sick part of our society is that it's all money based, so my information has been suppressed. As a result, like the email we got, okay, insurance don't cover it. Okay, we have helped a person from a very first show with spinal injury, and she was on a wheelchair and she walked, but they don't cover the treatment.
Yes, well, that is a problem that we'll have to address later.
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free, quick phone consultation, or make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS Orange. Radio on the right.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Steve Taylor. President Bush has said nothing today about the tens of thousands of demonstrators who stood up in more than a dozen cities around the world to demand no war against Iraq.
One, two, three, four. We don't want your oil war.
ABC's Andy Field reports from the Mall in Washington, D.C.
Anti-war.